Hello there, my bookish pals, my bookish friends, my bookish besties. How's that for an intro? Do you see how much you mean to me? I called you my pal, my friend, and my bestie. I'm going to take it one further. Hello, my bookish family. I know, I'm in a goofy mood today. I found something fun for us to do together, though. I was goofing around on Goodreads, as I do. And I came across an article that they put out in the beginning of the year. This came out on January 1st, and it's called The Most Anticipated Books of 2021. Whenever I see a list like this, I like to know how it was put together. Sometimes it's just something for fun, and I just like to know the criteria is what I'm trying to say. So here's a little blurb that they describe how this list came about. At the end of each calendar year, the Goodreads editorial team takes a look at the upcoming books that are published in the U.S. We also track early reviews and crunch the numbers on how many readers are adding these books to their want-to-read shelves. Okay, so that makes a lot of sense, and I think that's a legitimate way to mark these. Just my opinion. All of that information ultimately fuels our curated list of the most anticipated new releases of the coming year. Okay, that's pretty cool. I can be down with that. So anyway, guys, I thought we'd go through the list. I'm not going to read off all of these books, but I'll just grab a couple, one or two from each category, and we can have a fun, chill chat. And I'll also make sure I let you know if the book hasn't come out already. Of course, I'll let you know the release date on them. So the first category they have here is fiction. And the first one that I see that looks very interesting to me is a title by Lisa Cross Smith. It's called This Close to Okay. Recently divorced therapist Tally Clark is driving home from work one night when she spots a man, Emmett, about to jump to his death from the side of a bridge. When Tally interrupts the would-be suicide, she doesn't yet know that the encounter will change both of their lives forever. Author Lisa Cross Smith, who also wrote Whiskey and Ribbons, shares a powerful story about one random act of kindness. That sounds very intense. That sounds interesting. I might be picking up this book. So the release date for this one is February 2nd, so just right around the corner. Okay, so right under this one, I see an author that I have had one of her books on my shelf. I don't even know how long, probably the year it was released, which I'd have to double check. So this is Krista Hanna's new book, The Four Winds. So the book that I was just referencing that I've had on my shelf unread for so long is The Nightingale. And anybody that I know that has read The Nightingale, they tell me that it's just this wonderful book. So I need to get on that. So back to the summary. So let me tell you what The Four Winds is about. From the author of The Nightingale and The Great Alone, Kristen Hanna's The Four Winds brings readers back to America's days of true desperation, the Great Depression, and the Dust Bowl era. The book follows one woman's fate in the winds of change. Those in the market for top shelf historical fiction will want to keep a bookmark handy for this one. Yeah, Kristen Hanna is known for her historical fiction work. This one comes out also on February 2nd, which is just next week. So keep an eye out for that one if that one sounds good to you. Next up, we have the new book by Kate Quinn. It's called The Rose Code. Serious fans of World War II thrillers will want to crack The Rose Code, which follows three women from Britain's famed Bletchley Park, where Allied codebreakers thwarted the Nazis with superior brain power. Reunited after the war, the three women must collaborate again to fight off a deadly traitor from their covert espionage days. Author Kate Quinn, who also wrote The Huntress and The Alice Network, is a marquee name in this realm of historical fiction. So The Rose Code by Kate Quinn, that one comes out on March 9th. Moving along, next up, we have Malibu Rising by Taylor Jenkins Reid. And this one comes out on June 1st. So this is the first summer release we're coming up on here. Ever been to one of those parties that gets seriously out of control? Yeah, that's what's about to happen to the wealthy and troubled Riva family, whose annual end of the summer party is the talk of Malibu in the long, hot August of 1983. Nina, surfer and supermodel, has just been publicly dumped by her famous tennis pro husband. Her various siblings are about to introduce still more drama. Just add alcohol and mix. Just to be clear, when I'm reading you these summaries, I'm reading you what's on the page, but I just would like to say those weren't my own thoughts. Just add alcohol and mix. That's not something I'd say. So the release date for this new Taylor Jenkins Reid book, which is called Malibu Rising, is on June 1st. Oh, good. Okay, next up, one of my favorite categories, mystery and thriller. So this first book that I see here is actually a book that I was fortunate enough to get an advanced audiobook to listen to. This one came out in the beginning of January, on January 5th, and it's The Wife Upstairs by Rachel Hawkins. So this book, before I give you the general summary, I have to admit to being a little unfair when I went into listening to this audiobook, because it's a, as they call it, an inspired riff on the classic Jane Eyre. And since Jane Eyre is one of my favorite classics, I think I went into it like with very high standards, and I was a little rough going in. I don't think I was as open-minded as I should have been. So I would just like to say that up front. I ended up giving this book 3 out of 5 stars. So it's, believe me, I enjoyed it, and I had to know how it ended. I think I felt the need to clarify all that, because sometimes it's funny. Sometimes on Goodreads, if you give something a 3 out of 5 stars, people think that that's actually not a good rating. And I think, I don't know, I like to remind people that 3 stars means that you like the book, right? Not every book is going to be a 5-star read, but I would never, ever say that a 3-star read is a bad rating. So that was my little sidebar on the rating system on Goodreads. I won't even bring up how everybody wants the 0.5 stars added to the equation, because that's what everybody wants, right? So I said I wasn't going to bring it up, and now I'm going to talk about it. So on Goodreads, you can rate anything from a 1 to 5 star. But so many times when you read a book, you're like, oh, I really enjoyed that. It's not quite a 4. It's a 3.5. You know, it's we want the 0.5s is what I'm saying, Goodreads. Everybody wants it. Let's just do it. Okay, back to the list. The Wife Upstairs by Rachel Hawkins. An inspired riff on the gothic classic Jane Eyre, Rachel Hawkins' twisty update moves the action to a creepy 1%er hive in the gated communities of the New South. Poor Jane keeps busy by walking the dogs and occasionally lifting the jewelry of her wealthy clients. Enter Eddie Rochester, a widower whose wife died under dubious circumstances. Or did she? Trouble Town. And again, I didn't write this part. Or did she? Trouble Town. So this book, as I said, it's already out. And it's definitely a fun mystery slash thriller. And if you're a fan of Jane Eyre, definitely go into it open-minded and just enjoy it for what it is. I think you'll enjoy the ride. Next up on the list is The Survivors by Jane Harper. And again, this was one I was very fortunate enough to get an advanced audiobook for review. And I gave this one also a 3 out of 5 stars. So let me give you the summary. Dedicated mystery fans can tell you, Australian writer Jane Harper, who also wrote The Dry and The Lost Man, is ridiculously good at what she does. Her books elevate the whodunit to another level entirely. Details are scant as of yet with her latest mystery, The Survivors, but apparently we can expect the following: a missing brother, a body on the beach, a sunken wreck, and the sudden disclosure of several long-held secrets. That'll do nicely. That'll do nicely, that's right. So this book comes out next week on February 2nd. And for those of you that know about Jane Harper, she is just one of those, you know how everybody likes to say, oh, the book is so atmospheric. This definitely applies to Jane Harper books. I kid, but seriously, I mean, when you read her books, you can feel the sweat on your brow, the sand between your toes, the haunt of the dark clouds. I mean, everything, you feel it the way she writes. She's very skilled at writing this way. Next up, Alex Finley, his new book, Every Last Fear. Now, I've never read any Alex Finley books, but I do have to say I see his name pop up frequently when it comes to psychological thrillers. So here's what this one is about. In recent years, the true crime genre has exploded into popularity with films, podcasts, TV shows, and more. Alex Finley's new psychological thriller explores the collateral damage of all the cultural ghoulishness. NYU student Matt Pine has returned home to bury his family, previously traumatized by a true crime doc on his imprisoned brother, Danny. Now the media is in a frenzy and Matt's own life is on the line. That sounds pretty interesting to me. I might have to check that one out. This one comes out in March, on March 2nd. Next up, we have The Good Sister by Sally Hepworth. Now, why does this author's name sound so familiar? Oh, here we go. Now I know why. She wrote The Mother-in-Law, which I believe I'm peeking over at my shelves. I believe I have and have been meaning to read. So here we go. Here's her new one. From the author of The Mother-in-Law comes another familial thriller about the ties that bind and cut and tear. Rose and Fern seem as close as sisters can be, but years ago, Fern did something very bad, and Sister Rose has never told a soul. Complicating matters, the sister's mom had a streak of true madness in her. Family drama, right? It's a killer. These sentences, these lines, they're I love them. They're cracking me up. Family drama, right? It's a killer. This new one by Sally Hepworth, The Good Sister, it comes out in April, and that is on April 13th. What do we have next? Oh, a new one by Riley Sager. Everybody loves Riley Sager, right? So his new one is called Survive the Night. And this one comes out on July 6th. The new thriller from superstar Riley Sager, who also wrote Final Girls, is set in the early 1990s, back before smartphones could resolve plot points instantly. College student Charlie Jordan is sharing a ride back to Ohio with a guy who may or may not be a serial killer. Calling for help would require a payphone. Running away would require a cruising speed less than 55. It's a pickle, all right. It's a pickle, all right. I know. Guys, I'm sorry. The lines are killing me, and I have to keep repeating them. They're perfect. So again, this is Survive the Night. It's the new one by Riley Sager. It's his new thriller, and it comes out on July 6th. Fantasy and science fiction is next. And we have The Echo Wife by Sarah Gailey. And it says here, recommended for fans of Big Little Lies, Killing Eve. Wow, I love those two shows. And Westworld. Sarah Gailey's frankly bananas new story poses a question. What would you do if your husband were having an affair with a clone? Here's an important detail. What if the clone was a replica of you? It conjures some complicated feelings, doesn't it? This is why science fiction is the best. Now, I have to say, this book does sound interesting, and I do love the fact that the writer of this article they incorporated the word bananas in the sentence. I mean, come on. Frankly, bananas, new story, poses a question. So this book, The Echo Wife by Sarah Gailey, it comes out on February 16th. Now, that's just a couple days after Valentine's Day. I would recommend not picking up this book for Valentine's Day for your significant other, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, your whomever. Because, I mean, it's about cheating, with a clone that looks like you. I don't know. You know what? Do what you want. You know your partners better than me. Moving along, we have Project Hail Mary by Andy Weir. Now, you know Andy Weir, right? He's the guy that wrote The Martian. Here we go. How great does this sound? Andy Weir, author of The Martian, returns to space with the story of a last-ditch, fat-chance effort to save Earth from an extinction-level event. Astronaut Riley Grace is on his own, millions of miles from home, having just awoken from a long cryogenic sleep. Using a patchwork spaceship, two corpses, and his very fuzzy memory, he's going to have to improvise. That sounds good, doesn't it, guys? Yeah, I think I want to read that one. So again, that is Project Hail Mary by Andy Weir, and it comes out on May 4th. Moving along, we have, let's see, give me a chance here. Okay, so nonfiction. Here's a true crime book that I'm going to have to check out. Okay, this one is called Last Call, a true story of love, lust, and murder in queer New York, and it's by Elon Green. This harrowing true crime narrative tells the story of the last call killer, a vicious psychopath who preyed upon gay men in New York City in the 1980s and the 1990s. At the time, the murders were largely overlooked amid the chaos of New York City's crime rates and the AIDS epidemic. Author and journalist Elon Green details the decades-long chase to find the killer. Yeah, I'm definitely going to check out that book. I feel like I've heard about this story, possibly on My Favorite Murder, the My Favorite Murder podcast. I feel like Karen and Georgia have talked about this one. But regardless, I definitely want to check out this book. And if you do too, remember, it's called Last Call, a true story of love, lust, and murder in queer New York. It's by Elon Green, and it comes out on March 9th. What else do we have? Okay, we have some young adult novels that you might be interested in. The first one I see here is by Angie Thomas, and her new book is called Concrete Rose. This one already actually came out in mid-January, so you can find this in your bookstores now. When reluctant drug dealer Maverick Carter discovers that he's going to be a father, he tries to make a break for a straight life. But walking away from the street isn't as simple as it appears. Author and former teenage rapper Angie Thomas, and I'm sure you remember her name, she wrote The Hate U Give, is back with another story set in her Garden Heights neighborhood. And again, this book's already out, Concrete Rose by Angie Thomas. If that sounds good to you, definitely check it out. Next name I see here, I definitely recognize from, I'm reading ahead and you guys can't see what I'm reading, so that's not fair. So this one is by Courtney Summers and it's called The Project. From the author of the 2019 Edgar Award winner, Sadie, this buzzy YA thriller spotlights rookie journalist Lo Denham and her efforts to uncover the truth about a dangerous religious cult. The tricky part, Lo grew up in the cult herself, and now the group's dangerous leader has Lo and her sister back on his radar. That one comes out in February 2nd, just next week. February 2nd is a big week, it seems, right? So I think we're going to stop there, guys. The list is, we're at the bottom now. And I do hope that you found a couple that sound interesting to you. I certainly did. And again, you know what, with lists like this, I mean, they're not the end-all be-all of lists, right? But what I do like about them is that they just bring about good conversation, right? Because then people start to say things like, you know, where's this book or where's that book? Or they say, that book doesn't belong on there. That shouldn't be on there. You know, it's like that kind of fun stuff that you see. Well, here's the thing. It's fun depending on your mood, right? If you're like scrolling along on social media, somebody might get on your nerves. You're probably like screaming at your phone like, oh, shut up. But the good point is I like through those discussions when people start to eventually talk about what they like and what their most anticipated books are that are coming up this year, because that's how, when we share info like that, that's how we discover new books, right? And isn't that the point of all of this, right? So that was fun going through the list with you guys. So thanks for being here and everything. And as we do, I like to end leaving you with a book quote that I find interesting, and hopefully you do too. So today's book quote, ironically, is from Jane Eyre, as I went into that diatribe earlier about the Jane Eyre-esque book on our list that came up. So here is today's book quote. "Life appears to me too short to be spent in nursing animosity or registering wrongs." That's from Jane Eyre. So guys, thanks for being here today. I appreciate you guys so much. And hopefully you'll be back again next week. And I just want to remind you to enjoy those books. Bye, guys.